Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog, or welcome back to my podcast, in case you're listening to this as an audio file on iTunes or on my blog. In today's video, I'm going to tell you about English tenses, namely what I think about them, and how you should go about acquiring complicated English tenses. You see, I strongly believe that way too many foreign English speakers are focusing on English tenses too early in their attempts to acquire English fluency. I'm getting plenty of comments and emails sent in asking the same question. I'm all confused about tenses. Please, Robbie, explain how to use this or that English tense. And questions like, I need to prepare for this test or for this exam, and can you help me to understand the complicated English tenses, and so on and so forth. Right. If it's about an exam or a test, yes, I admit, the traditional English teaching industry requires you to analyze grammar, to understand tenses, and it's a bad thing because that way you get all too focused on analyzing the language instead of speaking or writing spontaneously, right? My approach is you have to start learning the English language and then proceed forward with learning simple language. Simple sentences, simple word combinations, simple tenses. It's totally possible to speak using only three English tenses: present, present continuous, and simple past. And I know for a fact that a lot of YouTubers, video bloggers, right, who come from the foreign English speaking background actually don't use complicated English tenses. You may want to check out Louis Marco's channel right here, and he's a very prolific blogger. He owns a number of YouTube channels and he posts daily videos, sometimes a couple of videos a day, and he never uses complicated English tenses, but he's completely fluent. He's even eloquent. He has a good way with English words, but you won't hear too often him using one of the simplest among the so-called complicated, although I don't believe that there's such thing as complicated. It's all a matter of perception, and you can actually learn quite complicated grammar constructs, but if you just repeat them, memorize them, they stop becoming complex, right? Or complicated for that matter. But anyway, you will almost never hear him use the present perfect or past perfect, I've done or I had done. He simply uses the simple past, and it's totally possible to say things like, I will have done it, which is actually an unnatural grammar construct, but this is the future perfect form, right? That at some stage in the future, I will have posted this video on YouTube. But you may as well just say, when I post this video on YouTube, then something's gonna happen, right? Just when I post. Present, simple. There is no need for the complicated future perfect tense. And even such a seemingly complicated grammar construct such as, I've been meaning to do this for a long time, right? You can reword it, you can paraphrase it to sound simply, I wanted to do this for a long time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And this phrase, I've been meaning to do this, it's actually a useful English phrase. So when you get around to learning this particular phrase, you don't have to go about that by analyzing and trying to determine what that tense is actually called. For that matter, I wouldn't be even able to tell you now what kind of tense it is, because I've stopped, to be honest with you guys, I've stopped caring about English tenses a long time ago. I just perceive the sentence, the phrase for what it is, for what it means. And I just know that I've been meaning to do this for a long time. It's simply how native English speakers describe the abstract concept of them having wanted to do something for a long time. So either or, I want to do this for a long time, or I've been meaning to do this for a long time. You may want to learn the latter, the more complicated grammar construct, when you're a more advanced English speaker, but never ever try to encompass all the tenses. Don't try to picture the English grammar tenses table and make your goal to understand it all and be able to speak by using this or that tense as the particular situation demands. You will never be fluent if you go about your English tenses that way. The best way is to forget about tenses. Use very simple ones, present, simple present, present continuous, I do, I'm doing, and the simple past, I did. And to prove to you that it's totally possible to speak this way from here on out, up until the very end of this video, I'm speaking like this. I'm only using these three simple tenses. I could have said, and I'm stopping this principle now, right now, I could have said, I'm gonna be speaking, or I'll be speaking, but I purposefully stopped doing that, because I can just substitute it with the present continuous. I'm speaking like this. From here on out, I'm speaking using only three tenses. And needless to say, it's totally possible to speak that way. Whatever happens in the future, I didn't say whatever is going to happen or whatever will happen, whatever happens in the future, you can describe all of that using very simple grammar tenses. And now you see, this is a phenomenon when you have to speak on demand. Now, I told you that, told you, simple past, I told you that I'm speaking. I didn't say that I told you that I was gonna be speaking. I told you I'm speaking in a very simplistic manner till the end of this video. Now I all of a sudden find it hard to think of what exactly I can talk about, right? But that's a funny thing, my friends. But the truth is, the simple fact of the matter is, my friends, that it's totally possible. What I did yesterday, I don't necessarily have to say that before a certain period of time I had done something which would require the past perfect tense, which is a more complicated English grammar tense. You can substitute it all with simple past, you know, just use the past forms of English verbs. Before I came home yesterday, my mother rang me. Normally, it would kind of be required to say, before I came home, my mother had rung. But you can say, my mother rang me. So whatever happened in the past, just simple past. What happens now? Present continuous. What happens in the future? Present continuous. And all the rest is just simple present. Simple as that. And then work with your spoken English language, spoken English or the English language. I can kind of combine the two in one sentence, which kind of doesn't make sense, spoken English language. But anyway, you can work with your spoken English this way. Speak very simply, and you can still build your English vocabulary and maintain a rich vocabulary and speak fluently using only three simple tenses. And then, when you're totally comfortable with that, you can start looking into the more complicated tenses, but never, never, ever try to determine what those tenses are, what are they called, and don't learn a set of rules stipulating usage of one or another tense, and then don't try to speak by way of analyzing your speech. Just learn specific phrases. If you hear something, don't try to analyze it from the grammar standpoint. Don't try to figure out what kind of tense it is. Just learn that phrase. Like in the example of, I've been meaning to do it. Just learn it. I've been meaning to do it. I've been meaning to do it. then just use it in your conversations by knowing that it simply means that you wanted to do it very badly for a long time. And now you've finally gotten around to it. You know, simple as that. And another grammar construct, which may sound very complicated. Had I not started this blog, EnglishHarmony.com, I wouldn't have been able to communicate with a large audience of non-native English speakers. Had I not, I wouldn't have all these words. If they're too difficult for you to understand, to comprehend, you can just say simply, if I didn't start the English Harmony blog, if I didn't start, I wouldn't be able. Is that a complicated grammar concept? If I didn't start? Yeah, you would have to learn this one. I wouldn't be able. If I didn't, I wouldn't. But then again, it's not that difficult. It's not that complicated. You learn it once. If I didn't, I wouldn't. And then all of a sudden it becomes very easy to use it. Obviously, I wanted to show you that you can actually use just those one of those three tenses. So if I didn't, then I wanted to apply the present simple, but you can't really. You need to know how to use the word would, right? So obviously not on all occasions. If there's a conditional, a condition if, it still requires for you to know the word would. But then again, it's not a very complicated tense as such, right? It's just how to use the word would if it's preceded by if or when, right? If I didn't do this, I wouldn't be able to do that. Simple as that. So, to wrap this all up, my friends, my advice is, if you wonder about English tenses and if you get bogged down on specific details involving English tenses, just get rid of that mindset. Approach the English language acquisition with an open mind and a simple mindset, whereby you just speak simply using simple past, present simple, present continuous, and then build your fluency using that as a foundation. And then later on, to become more advanced, you can learn specific phrases which correspond to certain English grammar tenses, but you don't need to learn what those tenses are called. Don't try to learn a set of rules determining usage of one tense and then extrapolate that on your entire speech. It's not going to go down well. You'll get all too confused and your speech will be robotic. You will hesitate a lot because you'll be trying to create sentences from scratch. You're much better off simply learning specific phrases. I've been meaning to do this. Hadn't I done that, I wouldn't have been able to. And then learn that grammar construct. Hadn't I done that, I wouldn't be able to. And then you can stick in whatever words you need, but you just learn that grammar construct as a given. And that's all. Don't try to analyze what tense it is. Right? Simple as that, my friends. It's not that simple, but it's not that complicated either. So my advice is, don't get bogged down onto technicalities. Perceive the English language from the simplistic standpoint, whereby you speak very simply. Then later on, when you've achieved a certain degree of fluency, learn specific phrases instead of trying to learn specific rules about English tenses. I hope this all makes sense, my friend. If it doesn't, you're free, obviously, to ask questions by posting comments on my YouTube channel, or alternatively, if you watch this on my blog, just post your questions in the comments section below. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed watching this video, and talk to you soon again, my friends. Bye-bye.